You kind of brought it up to me. You said, hey, we haven't talked in a while. Let's talk. I'm like, yeah, good idea. So we put him on the schedule. We lined it up with Chief Foot. We got it all set. And then you forgot about it. What's up with that?
Almost forgot about it.
Almost forgot.
Almost forgot.
True.
I didn't wake up as early as I wanted to be here when I was supposed to be. But we're here. We're good.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you came in on time and everything. You didn't even need to mention it. But as long as you did, I thought I'd jab you a little bit. How are you?
I'm well. It's been a good first few weeks of school. So it's good.
Yeah. I want to ask about the start of school and I want to talk about DARE. But first, let me congratulate your family on the tremendous honor that your wife received at First Dakota Karaoke Night.
Oh, yes. You
weren't there because it was just for the employees.
It was not, but I was there in spirit and I had to assist her with her outfit selection and the song selection. Yeah, she didn't come home with the trophy, but
She did well. She got like one of the top prizes.
Right, yeah. I think she would rather just sing it than just lip sync it, but
lip syncing's tough.
It is tough.
Well, I got to do music for that event and she just killed it with I Love Rock and Roll.
Of course.
And so I thought we'd play that song after this interview in honor of her.
There we go.
Well, a reminder that she was great.
Okay,
well,
can do.
So the start of the school year is always exciting, but maybe difficult. You have sometimes new parents or grandparents dropping off kids. I want to talk about that part of it, just the traffic part, because you're a cop.
Okay.
How was it?
Depends on what school you're talking about.
Should we start at Trailhead?
We might as well start at Trailhead.
I love Trailhead. I think the school is amazing, but it's going to take some getting used to.
Yeah, it's a beautiful school. It's a new thought process, a new process in general. One that we in Yankton are not used to. I mean, we've never seen before. And I'll tell you that I kind of was introduced to it in the first, week of school as well. And we've spent many hours after pickups and trying to figure out, like, how can we make this better? I will tell you, I have lost plenty of sleep over trying to think of a way of how to make it better. And I think it's just a complete understanding of between teachers and parents and grandparents that are picking up. Just
patience.
To figure the new one out. And
Trying to think if the airport could help us out with just, lowering some kids in there.
Well, we talked about drones, at some point in time where we could just pick the drones up, pick the kids up with drones and just drop them at the house.
Well, hopefully people are slowing down out there and on the posted speed limit. And like we say, pack your patience. What about the middle school? Now, there's been some construction over there on Douglas, and that probably complicated that.
Yeah, the first couple of days, it didn't help that it rained the first day. There's always more parents that drop off in the morning when it's raining. So, like, I think the first morning, the construction, it was also a raining morning. So it was backed up quite a bit that morning, but I haven't seen a significant amount. There hasn't been a lot of kids coming in late. So either they're leaving earlier or they're just figuring it out. So no, it hasn't been that bad at the middle school with that construction. So yeah, there's construction and hopefully there's no more trains that get stuck in the mornings, because that kind of put a debacle in the next last couple mornings too on this morning around them.
We're kind of just shaking the rust out.
Yeah, we're getting it out though.
You still liking the SRO gig, school resource officer?
Well, I had the first day of DARE yesterday over at Beetle, so good morning, Beetlebugs. And I told him I've got the best job in the police department. So with me going in and talking to kids, it's just a great part of the day and great part of the job. And they let me know it was especially great because I got to see them specifically, that class specifically. So
why that class specifically?
I don't know. They're just confident about their class, so...
Remind us what DARE stands for specifically.
DARE is actually getting pretty old. It started in the 80s in Los Angeles, and so it was all about drug abuse resistance education. But now it's transferred to so much more. We talk about bullying and being safe and being a better citizen and how to make the community better. So it's expanded quite a bit, and we're getting new curriculum next year. So I'm a little nervous because I've been teaching this curriculum since 2012, and next year is a new curriculum. But when you have landline phones and some of the pictures, it's getting a little old. So it's time to update some of the stuff. And so that's good. But
and other school resource officers besides yourself?
We've got Skyler Russenberger, who is up at the high school. And yeah, he's been having a great year too. He wanted to come on this morning, but I said, I got it for now. I said, you can come and do it some other morning.
You don't want maybe Skyler crowding up your time.
Well, that's true. And he probably would have been here earlier than me too. But
yeah, he went to Forgotten. Well, tell Skyler hello from us. And
yep, he'll be working the game tonight. So,
what do you expect over there at Crane Youngworth?
I don't know what to expect. I guess I haven't seen Watertown yet play. I mean, it's pretty early in the year, but
defending champs.
I know our kids will be hydrated though, because since my son's one of the managers, so he'll keep everyone hydrated. The Bucks will be hydrated, at least I know that.
Very underrated person in the football program, the student managers.
They've got three managers and they're all seniors this year, so it's a good group of kids, and they're glad to have them back.
Should be a comfortable night over there.
It's definitely feeling like football weather out there now.
And hopefully they don't need your, will you be on duty at the game or just there as a parent?
I'll just be there as a parent watching. Okay.
What else from the YPD deserves a little attention this morning?
Boy, you kind of threw me a curveball there.
I don't know if that's really a curveball. That was kind of right down the middle.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, there's not a whole lot going on, I don't think, right now. I mean, we got the...
That's good news.
We got the Faith in Blue coming up in October. I haven't seen...
What's that?
Well, Chief Foot kind of started it in Yankton, but it's a national celebration where we go out. We've helped out at the... I think we helped out the Bucks game 2 years ago. We grilled up some burgers and stuff.
I do remember
the
that.
Police department. I think last year we did the Mount Marty game, but I had another
You should
commitment.
Do one in my backyard.
We could try. I mean, do you want that many people in your backyard?
No, I just want you grilling in my backyard. Oh, well. I don't want the people there. We should mention your Facebook page because it gets a lot of attention. There's some really good posts on there. People should like and follow it.
Yes, they had the race between Rothenberger and Foot for the, I think it was the 20,000 people.
Yeah, it was really sad. I watched that. I was sad for about a week after that.
Well, it's all right.
Yeah, and they're all healed up now?
As far as I know.
Okay.
I don't see any, I haven't seen, you know, any Ben Gay or anything around there.
Well, thanks for coming in. And again, hello to Skyler and hello to your wife. We'll play I Love Rock and Roll here to end the program. How's
Perfect.
That sound?
Perfect. It's a Friday, sun's out, so let's have a good day.
All right, thanks for your work with DARE and at the school, and be careful out there.
Thank you, you as well.